episode 2438 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Before I go any further, let me just say, I appreciate the fact that you watch or listen to this show. I've been on air for more than 11 years. Each of you is a big part of why this show continues on 2,438 episodes later. And why my YouTube channel at jobsearchtv.com, with more than 7,000 videos on it, continues on to this day. You watch it, it helps you, thank you. Today's show is one where someone noticed a few red flags about the job that they're interviewing for, and they want an opinion from me. Hope you find this helpful. Hope this is not a problem for you, but sometimes it will be. And with that, let's get going. There are a million red flags that may turn up in your interviews that may give you cause for pause. I want to make sure you understand, this video is not all-inclusive. It contains a number of significant things, but there are many, many more. Anything that gives you cause for pause should be investigated further. I'm not saying to not take a job or not trust the people that you're talking with, but there are ways that you can follow up in order to make sure you're not stepping from a frying pan into the fire. But here are a few that to me are clear signals. Number one is you may have only spoken with the recruiter and they're hustling you through the process and they're ready to make an offer. Or they're telling you great things and I know they're going to hire you. They're overselling. Or you've only spoken with them. You've got to talk to the people that you'd be working with and particularly for the person you'd be working for. Number two is you haven't set foot in the office and they may be talking about remote, but you also have to verify these days as to whether it's remote and the possibility of return to the office. If it's a possibility of return to the office, you want to check out the office to get a flavor for the environment so that in this way, you're not surprised. Because sometimes, I know I worked in a place that was physically awful. I tolerated it. I shouldn't have, but I did. And that's the reality of it. If it's remote and you're in one place and they're far away, you know, if there's a possibility that you might have to go into the office, is that something that you're prepared to do? When they make the offer, this is number three, when they make the offer, it's done orally, they want an acceptance, and they're not going to get an offer letter out to you for some reason. Just very simply say, before I give notice, I need to get an offer letter from you in writing. Don't you trust us? It is my protection that what I've heard is correct, so I just want to make sure that I have everything in writing. So number three is not getting the offer letter. You can orally accept because a lot of firms won't generate the offer until there's an acceptance. You want to get copies of the benefits, particularly the retirement options, health insurance, paid time off, vacation policy, all the obvious things. You just want to see it in writing. And if they don't want to send it to you after you've said yes, signal there. They don't really talk about the onboarding process. So once you've said yes, normally they'll send you something that includes like the I-9 verification, whether it's contingent upon a background check, reference check, things along those lines. Do not quit until you get everything in writing and the okay from them that you've passed the background check. One other thing that these days is a scam thing. The scam thing is, we're going to send you a computer. We just need you to pay X number of dollars for the shipping or some other thing that involves sending you money. Often employers, and I use that in air quotes here, that are involved with a scam, because these are not the real employer, use a real company name. They rush you through a process. It's about shipping the laptop. And you're going to send them money through Zelle or Venmo or what have you, they'll disappear. You won't get a laptop. You don't really have a job. Call the employer directly and just simply say, I've been talking to someone who says that they represent your firm. Their name is such and such. I want to make sure that that's the case because they're talking about me sending them money for shipping a laptop. That doesn't seem right to me. I know a friend of mine had that experience. I told her to do that. It was a scam. So just be aware of some of the nonsense. And I have to also remind you, again, trust your gut. If there's something that doesn't seem right, investigate it further. Get clarity. Particularly during times where a recession could be starting, you don't want to be joining a firm, committing to a firm, and have doubts about it. You want to feel like you're joining an organization and have a good chance of success. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. I've got a ton in the blog that can help you. In addition, you can find out about my courses that you can rent or buy, my books, my guides. There's just a lot of great information available. Also, I'm going to remind you, the blog has a ton available, and you can schedule time for a coaching session with me. Obviously, I'm going to charge you for that. I'd love to help you. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Have a terrific day and be great.